Hello and good morning and welcome to episode 79 of Martin Uncut. Today it's April the 26th, 2021 and today's episode is How I Use Demon Think. So good morning, I hope you have had a great weekend. Over here in Sweden we have had a beautiful sun, but it was quite cold and especially in the wind. So it's definitely still early spring, but the light over here is really, really nice and fantastic and it gives you the impression that summer is coming. So today I want to talk a little bit about Demon Think, since it is an application that I have started to be using more and more in my day-to-day workflow. A couple of weeks ago, I only used it a couple of times a month, and I use it then to store my bills that I need to pay in my pay privately, essentially. So like electricity, garbage, and those kind of things. I scanned all of those because a lot of that comes as paper and I don't like paper. So I have an old Fujitsu ScanSnap S1500, I think it is. I probably have it for 10 years, that scanner, but it's fantastic and it works superbly still. It scans both sides of a document and it does it super fast. The problem is only now that Fujitsu has stopped to develop the drivers for new versions of macOS and probably also for other OSs, because they want you to upgrade and buy a new scanner, of course. But I use a small Mac application called ViewScan that I have hooked up to my scanning workflow. And that works fantastically well, so I can scan everything I have. And that is super good. And Sweden is a country that is pretty early when it comes to a lot of things. And we get a lot of our mail digitally. And then I don't talk about email. I mean, we have a specific digital mailbox that is more secure and it's protected from prying eyes, so to say. And even the states send official documents to this digital mailbox. And it can be a lot of private companies as well. If you have one of these, it's actually hooked up to your personal ID or your personal number that we had in Sweden. And I need to use a specific bank ID, it's called, to sign into this inbox. There is a lot of security around it. And so it's a fairly good thing, I would say, because it makes access to these documents very easy or very, very simple. And even the tax department, they are sending out their stuff using this service. So I got my declaration that I need to do the taxes for last year. It came to my digital inbox, and then I can just go to the tax department's website and actually fill in the missing numbers and then sign with my digital signature, and everything is done. I don't need to send in any analog papers and stuff like that can vanish in the mail. So that is really nice and easy. However, and back to Demon Think, I still get a lot of paper, and all of that paper I scan with my Fujitsu scanner and I put it into Demon Think. And I also take all the digital email that I get to my digital mailbox, and you can actually download all the mail as PDF files, and I put that into to Demon Think, to the Demon Think inbox. And that's where I have it. So I have a simple and quite good workflow for my bills and those kind of things that I built up into Demon Think. And I very seldom miss to pay something. Sometimes bills get lost in the mail, of course, and that's usually when I have problems with payment that I haven't received the invoice in time or at all often. But to only use the application for this small use case, one or two times a month, maybe it's not very effective because Demon Think is a fairly expensive application. But before I continue talking about this, maybe I should describe a little bit what Demon Think is. And Demon Think is essentially a database application. And it's built to support different type of research. And you can actually store your documents and notes in here. And then you can create different databases for different purposes. And me, for example, I have one database for my bills and those kind of things. And I have one database for my companies, and I have one for my research that I'm doing. And when I say research, it's more when I'm reading things or look into things. That's when I research a topic. I put that into a research database. And DevonThink adds a metadata layer on top of your documents. And in this layer, you can comment on files. You can sort and organize them. You can index them. And all of this metadata information is something that DevonThink can use to search. So it has a really powerful search engines inside. And it filters and grades and gives you a fantastic result, actually. And that is super powerful because you can fairly easily see that this is something that is definitely related to what you search for. As I mentioned in another episode, is that I downloaded all my Evernote files and imported them into a DevonThink database. And when I searched the DevonThink database, it's a lot faster than Evernote was. And it's also better. It gives me a better search result. So DevonThink is really strong on that side. You can also work with things like tags, for example. And when you have my workflow that you scan a document and you put that into to DevonThink, DevonThink also OCRs the document, so it can actually be, you can text search this thing that you scanned. So that is really good. And I've started to use this tool for my research information. So essentially, the books I read, if they are in a PDF or a digital format that I can get into DevonThink, I'll store the book there. I put PDF files in there. And the PDF files can be articles, it can be whatever, something I want to read and digest. I also clip a lot of web pages, articles on web pages, blog posts, and so on. And I put them into DevonThink. And DevonThink has different formats you can put that web page in. It can be something they called a web archive. And it's essentially a container where DevonThink puts the HTML files and the pictures and the CSSs. So you can actually get access to this page in the future. So you have your version stored locally on the disk. And that's really good if you do research and you want to come back to something. Maybe the original site doesn't exist anymore. So that's really good. But you can also convert the site into other formats like Markdown, for example. And it can use a simplified format where it tries to remove all the clutter around the articles. You only get the article. So it is really good for that. And I also actually put sometimes videos into my DevonThink. I try to only do that for videos that I really want, because videos are quite big, of course, and that will be bigger databases that will be potentially problematic in the future to actually maintain. So I'm a little bit careful putting videos in there, but I do. And that can be YouTube videos that I actually watch and then I download, because I want to have them as reference in the future. So it's only for my own use, and I don't give them access to anyone else for them, of course. And what I usually do in my workflow when I look at this documentation, the books, the PDFs, the videos, and it can also be podcasts, of course. And I could also put a MP3 file in here if I want to. I haven't done that yet, but if I found a podcast, for example, or a speech or something that I want to save, I can just put the MP3 file in here as well. It's not a problem. What I do is, when I consume all this data, is that I take what's called literature notes. Essentially, I write my notes and thinking around what I read. So I do actually active consumption of this. I just not passively read it or passively listening to it or passively view it. I am active in my process of consuming it. So I take the literature notes. And these literature notes, I can actually do a link to the DevonThink document. And that is then put into my Settle custom system. And I take out what's called permanent notes from these literature notes. So I can usually use my Settle custom or my Obsidian tool to search and find thoughts and meanings, and from that find my way back into DevonThink, where I actually have the documents, the so the foundation of the research or other people's research is there. And my stuff is in Obsidian. And another thing that is really, really good that you should know about Obsidian and why I kind of use it, even though it's a proprietary application, is that all the files that you actually put into to DevonThink, they are just stored in the file system. You can get hold of them without any specific tools. You can just browse the databases and take those files out if you want to go somewhere else. The metadata, however, is in a database, and I haven't looked into if I can export that or not, but that's not the end of my world if I would lose the metadata layer, so to say, but I would still have the files. So that is super important for me. And what I start to see now is that this becomes extremely powerful. Since I started to do it this way, I have found, of course, myself using the tool many times every day. I have a lot easier to actually find the documents that I'm looking for. And I also get a lot more out from the documents that I consume. So this process change, or the thinking and viewpoint of how I work with these things, have actually become very, very valuable to me. And now I get a lot more value out of the investment that I made in the DevonThink licenses a while back. So that is also really, really good. So that was everything I had for today. I hope you liked this episode, and if you did, why not recommend it to friends, family, or a colleague that could be interesting of these topics as well? And if you have the time, why not go into iTunes and leave me a review? That would help others to find this podcast, and the audience would grow. And of course, that would make me happy. And until tomorrow, I wish you a good day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.